Well, from canceled trips to loss of work, COVID-19 raises all kinds of challenges. But the Public Legal Information Association of Newfoundland and Labrador has devised a program to provide legal help for people who are dealing with some of these issues and other issues as well. The executive director for the association, Kevin O'Shea, speaks with VOCM's news director, Kiri Hodder.
Really based on what we've been tracking over the course of the year, and obviously this year has been dominated by COVID-19 and it's impacted all parts of our society and the legal system being no different. And we've tried to reflect that and to provide up to the public about what's been happening, the impacts on the courts and things like that. And we were able to access some emergency funding that came out from the federal government to provide a COVID-19 legal support service. And really what we're trying to do, it's a temporary program. It's only lasting until the end of March. But we want to provide people with access to legal advice if they've been impacted in some way by COVID-19 in terms of a legal issue, a legal problem. It doesn't have to be a direct impact. Like, it's not necessarily just the health guidelines or the travel ban or things like that in the province, but all the other impacts and effects that this year has brought because of COVID, financial impacts, the impacts on businesses. So what it does cover is that people can speak to a lawyer. We have a number of participating lawyers in this service, and get some legal advice in areas like labor and employment law, residential tenancies, landlord-tenant issues, and other housing issues, civil litigation and consumer protection, immigration law. The only areas we really don't cover under this program are family law and criminal law. And those are just, we don't have the capacity under this program to cover those areas, and legal aid already, that's under their mandate. But most other areas of law, if there's some connection, direct or indirect, to COVID-19, if people have been impacted, we can connect them with a lawyer and they can access up to 5 hours of free legal advice through this service.
I wonder, have you seen many people reach out to you looking for help when it comes to a COVID-19 issue?
We have, and again, that's in designing the program, that's sort of where this came from, is we were noticing people were contacting us, and it wasn't necessarily questions about, well, how does the public health regulations impact me or direct impacts of COVID-19, but it was things like, I've been laid off from my job, and I was promised I'd go back, be able to be hired back in a few months, but that hasn't happened, and what rights do I have in that situation? Or people who had a trip planned to Europe, say, in the spring, and that was canceled, and they haven't gotten a refund. And so what rights do they have in that situation? So it's really people who've been impacted in different ways by this strange world we're in as a result of COVID-19 and the financial impacts on businesses and really any industry. That's what we were seeing through the spring and summer come to our legal information line. And so we designed this program really to try and serve those people, to try and get them at least some access to legal advice from a lawyer for those types of problems.
Interesting. I actually was supposed to go on a trip to Cuba, or no, it was actually Dominican Republic back in April, and of course that got canceled because of COVID-19. I wasn't getting any satisfaction from the company that I had bought the trip with, but my visa actually reimbursed me. They said that they had a lot of people in the same boat with this certain company, and so they were going to take it on. And as far as I know, I haven't had seen the money taken back off my visa yet, which is good, I guess. They said in a couple of months, if they don't get any satisfaction from the company, they would end up having to put the money back on my visa. But what kind of rights do grounded travelers have in that sort of a situation? I mean, thankfully, I got my money back, but for someone that was offered, a voucher instead of their actual cash back.
Well, but I think your story is a good example of that. Every situation is going to be a little bit different, and there's not necessarily a one-size-fits-all or one answer that covers every situation. But depending on the terms of the trip you booked, the company that you booked it through, whether you have some other potential coverage, like through a credit card, the route to go and the options you might have are probably different in different situations. So for that reason, we wouldn't encourage people to seek out information through our service, to try and talk to a lawyer and find out, well, what does apply to your situation? Do I have the ability to pursue some action here? Or do I have a route I can see towards compensation or towards reimbursement? And that goes for a lot of different situations. Another one we've seen is people who have had events booked at a venue, like a wedding, for example, and when the lockdown hit in the spring, the venues were closed, some went out of business, and there's been some situations where people have had a hard time getting refunds back for those bookings. And so, again, depending on the agreement they made, the contract that was signed in booking those events, the options might be different. So that's another example of something that we could cover under the legal support service, and we'd encourage people to reach out and seek out that.
And that is the executive director of the Public Legal Information Association of Newfoundland and Labrador. That's Kevin O'Shea speaking with VOCM's Kerry Hodder.